JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we focus on the Governor General's Summer of Service competition. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at Qatar. Stay with us. Are you a final year CAPE student? Have you applied to the University of the West Indies, University of Technology, or Northern Caribbean University? Do you plan to do your bachelor's degree in the social or natural sciences? If you've answered yes to all three questions, the Governor General's Summer of Service competition is for you. Project Officer for the Governor General's Program for Excellence, Quintessa Graham, tells us about the competition.
This competition seeks to encourage youth who are matriculating or are completing their first undergraduate year at any of the participating universities to dedicate their summer to a worthy cause while vying for prizes that will help them achieve a tertiary education.
The Summer of Service Initiative partners with various service clubs, religious groups, communities, and non-governmental organizations to host, support, mentor, and supervise volunteers during the competition. If you apply, you'll be placed at a charitable organization for 2 months in the summer. Or if you have an idea for a charitable project you want to execute, the competition will allow you to create your own. After the 2 months, your work will be judged based on a certified report, then winners will be chosen. Project Officer Quintessa Graham shares the first place prizes.
Two full tuition scholarships, courtesy of Newport for SAN, and this is tenable to either UWE or UTech. And the next scholarship, that's for first prize, Northern Caribbean University, and that is being offered by the Northern Caribbean University.
Second place winners will be given 2 1-year tuition scholarships, one each at the University of the West Indies, courtesy of Sandals Foundation, and the University of Technology, courtesy of Derrimon Trading. Third place winners will also receive prizes of 2 educational material grants valued at $50,000 each from Sandals Foundation to a University of Technology student and from Kingston Bookshop. To enter, download and complete an application form from the I Believe Initiative's website at ibelieveinitiative.org. Applications must be submitted by June 15, along with proof of application to or acceptance letter from the participating universities. One feature of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture as well as develop its power to change the society for the better. The goal of Vision 2030 is to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, Covenant Moravian Church will be hosting its Health Fair 2014 at Upper Belvedere Community Center, June 28 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day will include free blood pressure and blood sugar tests, eye screening, HIV test, and NIS registration. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Like your carry and some load and some. You pull the cut and all like how you make a ring. You see the banana tree, you know, you cut the band part then. The leaf part, the dry. And when you cut it, you know, you take it and you fold it just like how you make a cutter. You know, you make a cutter to carry even water or anything. And then you take, you know, the cut of half of one, you know, and take it and wrap over it, you know, until, you know, you get the right height where you want it. I reckon you know me body, but you right near me near Everton Linen.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.